Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Uh-huh.
But before we start the show, remember, everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today, or maybe a hat, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some bird products. Use discount code ChineseVirus. I'll give you 20% off.
Yeah.
Let's start the damn show.
Yeah, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas. Everybody want to put Lil in front of that name. It's a whole bunch of Lils out there.
Who started that? Lil Richard started
Lil
that.
Lil Richard, Lil Wayne, Lil Pump. Everybody want a Lil in it. Lil.
Lil.
Lil Nas X. I wonder what the X is for. I know what it is. You know Malcolm X, he renamed himself Malcolm X because he didn't know his real last name because it was a slave name.
Yeah.
That's why he took X. That's why I think Lil Nas X took that. He don't know his real last name. Maybe he just don't know what his gender is.
I think it's the latter.
Might be both. All right, this. Now everybody's talking about this because the video is it's on the demonic side. I wouldn't go that far, man. You're being too hard on Lil Nas X.
No,
I would say controversial. Just because you got the devil in your video don't mean you're a devil worshiper.
Crazy as hell.
What the hell is that for? Just because we... Hey, what's that one movie, man? I do like a red monkey.
Hellboy?
Hellboy. Just because I like Hellboy don't mean I like the devil. See, that was straight Socrates right there.
No, that sounded like a
damn... I got your head spinning. No. I'm dumping all that logic on you, man.
No, you coming off like a damn liberal.
No, man.
No, you be talking... You having a debate with a liberal. They say something crazy. Be like, what? I just had one of those moments with you.
No, man. Just because you like looking at the movies with the devil in it don't make you a devil worshiper.
So this is just like, kind of like art.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have to. It's art. Some people might say it's good art. Some people might say it's bad art. It's all up to that person's personal opinion.
I call it demonic art. And it's bad.
You think so?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You might be a little hard on him, man. He might be a good guy. You don't know Lil Nas X, man.
Hey, no, I mean, okay, look, this is
maybe
the thing.
He just too creative and it's just going over your head.
No, I think I get it.
I think I get it too, man.
I mean, he's in the music industry. I mean,
yeah,
controversy sells music. I mean, why y'all think Cardi B out here
banging buttholes together on TV? Right? Banging coochies, banging buttholes.
I mean, it's always been like that.
That butthole rubbing on live TV in front of all the kids.
I don't know. Let me see.
What you doing?
Like, I actually took some time to do some research.
Yeah. Yo, that's right. We read over the lyrics, huh?
I was reading over the lyrics.
We looked at the video, too, man. I mean, in the video, it looked like he was going to heaven. Then, I don't know, I might be reading it wrong, but he was going to heaven. Then he's like, you know what? I'm not down with all this heaven, all these angels. I'm going back to hell. He went back down to hell, gave the devil a lap dance.
Yeah.
And looked like maybe, I might be jumping to conclusions. I think he was actually having intercourse with the devil. He hopped off. No,
it's a lap dance.
No, man, I think the devil went inside of him a couple times. He got up, went around the devil, gave him a nice neck massage, but he was doing that to trick the devil.
You think so?
So the devil put his guard down. He went behind the devil. He thought he was going to get a nice, good back rub. Lil Nas X cracked his neck.
He didn't crack it. He broke his damn neck.
If you ask me, Lil Nas is doing God's work. Lil Nas took one for the team.
But then his
he took one of those filthy cream pies. Got the devil to put his guard down. He killed the devil, man. He doing God's work, man.
Yeah, he did kill the devil, look like. He broke because the devil. He definitely broke his damn neck. So,
yeah.
All right, let's get serious on this.
Hold yeah, up.
Get serious on this.
You know what you're right, man. Because you know what? He's got a huge fan base.
And it's a bunch of kids, man.
And little kids don't know what's going on.
Mommy, what's he doing to the devil? Oh, it looked like giving him a lap dance. Oh, why is he in the reverse cowboy, mama? Oh, the devil's having sex with him, son. Hey, why did he kill the devil? I think he's doing God's work.
Hey, let me read verse 2 of the song. A, I want to sell what you're buying. I want to fill on your ass in Hawaii.
And why it's got to be Hawaii, though?
Hawaii is a nice place. It's romantic.
Man, you can rub somebody's ass in anywhere. I mean, why you pick Hawaii? You go to Texas and rub somebody's ass.
Man, shut up. Get serious on this. Let me read these lyrics. Let's get serious on this. This is about little kids. This dude's role model and Lil Nas. You all that doing all that fornicating with the devil? You should be ashamed of yourself, boy. All right, look here. Let's get serious on this.
We gonna get serious.
Kevin.
What?
Look, I want to sell what you're buying. I want to fill on your ass in Hawaii. I want that.
Hey. Whose ass? Female's ass or a man's ass?
I'm pretty sure it's a man's ass.
Let's get serious on this.
All right, look. I want that jet lag from f***ing and flying.
Hey, watch your mouth. We got Christians watching us.
Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding.
Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding?
You know what that is. Busting nuts in your mouth.
But how's he gonna shoot a child in his mouth when he's riding?
You know, he's talking about...
Oh, the devil. Maybe the devil's got two dicks.
The hell you talking about? This is the verse. Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding. The dude.
He was riding the devil in the video. Maybe the devil got a second, you know, mushroom.
I'm thinking he's talking about driving in a car, Kevin.
No, I'm talking about this went with the video. He was giving the devil a lap dance. I think he was having sex with the devil. Now, Now, if I didn't see the video, I would think, yeah, he wanted to bust his babies down a dude's mouth. But that don't drive with the video. Well, maybe I don't know.
Maybe you should shut the hell up. How about that? Let's get serious on this. So that's what he's talking about.
That's what my interpretation is.
Well,
say that one verse again.
I'm done saying that.
No, that one verse.
No, I ain't saying it again. I'm a burning hell.
No, that verse about the mouth. What'd he say?
Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
But slow down now. That's what I think it means. It means him getting, you know.
That's like considered.
You know, that's in the Bible, oral sex, that's.
That's sodomy.
That's sodomy.
Whether you straight or gay like this dude. That's sodomy.
I guess we all going to be burning here right beside Lil Nas. I got me some sodomy this morning. We all think we going to hell. We wake up. We right there in hell. Lil Nas right there dance. Like, hold up. What the hell's going on? What? Having anal sex with my wife inside of me. What the hell you talking?
No, well, that's considered sodomy in the mouth and in the air.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's a sin. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Think about this, everybody. All from your wife? That means you're going to burn in hell right there with Lil Nas. Y'all gonna all be down there just dancing. He gonna be singing this song for y'all. You better repent.
He gonna even be selling his little Satan shoes to you.
Yeah, he also came up with some merchandise for this. He had 666 pair.
Oh, okay. That goes so good.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I mean, whoever's on his marketing team, so far you're doing good. You came with that demonic ass video. You just rode the devil. Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a good idea. 666 pair of shoes.
Yeah, it even has some blood in it.
That's just too far. You had to go with the blood.
Yeah.
You know we're in a global pandemic, right? Think about people's families.
And they sold them for like a little bit over $1,000. Should have sold them for $666,066. You made a lot more money.
Yeah.
They sold out.
Yeah. Well, whoever's on your marketing team, they had a good idea, but they just wrecked it. They wrecked it at the end.
Yeah, Nike had nothing to do with
it. Should have sold it for $6,666.66. Yeah. 666 pairs. You'd have made more money. You just still sold out, man. Nike says they had nothing to do with this. They're actually suing them over the shoe because they, it's got the Nike swoosh on it. You can't, like, if Lil Nas came out with t-shirts, my big H on the
it's
sleeve.
Right here, man. What are you doing that for? The H is right here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if Lil Nas came with that shirt, where my H at? Damn.
Yeah.
He came out with a drop of blood in the tag. I sued the hell out of him.
I said, look, this is why. Look, this is. Let's get serious on this.
All right.
Now, this is the way I see it. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
Either you believe in freedom or you don't.
Yeah.
Either you believe in the Constitution
or you don't. You either believe in the First Amendment or you don't.
Yeah. I believe in
you
all that.
You either believe in the freedom of religion or you don't. Satanic is a religion, man.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's just devil worship. That's not religion.
That's a religion. Worshiping the devil, that's a religion. Anything you worship, you can worship a cow, it's religion. Scientology, that's a religion.
Oh, that's a good point.
Freedom, you either believe in freedom or religion of religion or you don't. You either believe in freedom of speech or you don't. You either believe in the First Amendment or you don't.
I've been over it.
You either believe in freedom. I mean, you can disagree with Lil Nas, but he's not there to be your role model for your kids. You are.
But
I am.
That's
you
the,
are.
Yeah, I'm a role model for my kids.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. There's weak parents out there.
Yeah.
And this can manipulate kids.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I was a little kid, man. I saw this. I ain't going to be out here looking for the devil trying to get my
this dad. Wasn't out when we was little kids.
Yeah,
you seen what those dirty magazines did to us when we was like 9.
Yeah, I know. I've been struggling with that for my entire life. This is true, man. You brought up a very important.
I mean, we came
this
across
this kid manipulating. This kid, especially young, impressionable mind. When we was little kids, man, we just moved into the whole house mom and daddy bought. It was a hole. It was
that's
poor.
All they could afford.
By
man.
Trump standards, he would have said, "Keep Kevin, this is a hole." We found some dirty magazines underneath the basement.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still struggling with that.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Beautiful women just getting desecrated.
Yeah. And I ain't even go there.
Hey, let's stick with Lil Nas, man. Let's stick with Lil Nas on this.
No, man. And call him by his full name, man. Don't be disrespectful to him, man. Lil Nas X.
Okay, Lil Nas X. Okay, I mean, like we said, this is America.
Yeah.
You can be what you want to be.
Yeah.
You could be Keith Hoggs and you could be Lil Nas X. I mean, that's the freedom we have in this country.
Yeah.
So I just don't like that this is front page for kids.
Well, it's so controversial as far as front page. I would tell you this. If Lil Nas X was a Trump supporter, if he was a conservative, a proud conservative, this video would be getting a lot of different headlines.
What?
If he was a Trump supporter.
What the hell would a Trump supporter be doing some shit like this?
I'm just saying.
No, you're
either believe in freedom or you don't.
Oh, you saying if he was an actual Trump supporter
and he
did this?
Yeah. Look at all the flack Kanye got. I'm just saying. There's a bunch of hypocrites out there. I mean.
And I understand he's not. Yeah. He's out to make money.
Yeah, he's making his money.
And.
I mean. Cardi B, she's making her money. You can't. She's not. These both of these artists are not doing anything illegal. You could say it's morally wrong what they might be doing to society, but that's all speculation. We don't really know. They used to say video games, Call of Duty was leading people to go into schools and shoot people. We don't know. It's just speculation.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
I mean, you had a predisposition to do something like that. Just seeing a video game do that.
Right.
But
right.
I want to say this: like the history of Hollywood. Like when racism was rampant in this country,
mm-hmm.
right? When you look at older movies, like what was that, the black actor? Sidney Poitier. Yes. He was the first black actor, and he actually slapped a white man in a movie.
That was crazy as hell. It took a lot of balls to do that.
But it was to put, you know, Jackie Robinson, first black man in baseball.
Right.
I mean, sports in Hollywood has always been progressive. But now y'all didn't took this shit too far.
Yeah, you go.
In my opinion, this because, I mean, this is America. Either you believe in freedom
Oh, you don't. I just.
There's good art and there's bad art. A lot of people is going to say this is good art. Some people is going to say it's bad art. It just depends on the person that's reviewing it. But I do know this. A lot of Christians is pissed. A lot of people that believe in God, this is like really, this is very scary to them. And you can't blame them. If you're very religious, you believe in God, and you see a famous person like Lil Nas X, and he's in, you know, giving a, riding the devil till he busts. I mean, this shit is getting a little bit too hard, too far, because, I mean, just think about it from that point of view. I mean, you're going to offend a lot of people. You're scaring a lot of people.
But I think that was the whole point. Yeah. I mean, we talking about it.
I don't even
that's
know.
That was the whole point.
Yeah, I don't know for sure if this man believes in God or he believes in the devil or he's just messing with everybody, you know?
I think all of this was not his idea.
Yeah. There's people just pulling the strings. Now, I'm not saying he's a puppet.
Yeah.
But this dude, he is a musician, and people around his team, they know what works and what makes money.
Yeah.
And controversy makes money.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily make Lil Nas X a terrible person.
You don't?
No. He's not harming anybody.
Well, he's sending out some people will say.
He's sending out a lot of mixed messages to young, impressionable kids. Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah, but a lot of people say he's mentally harming kids. I mean, look at it this way. When we came across those magazines with kids.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, those wasn't women in those magazines. It was a bunch of dudes. You never know. We'd have turned out like Lil Nas X. That's what the problem.
That's too far of a jump, man.
No, you little kid, you impressionable.
So I come across a magazine, a dude getting sucked up by another monster. Man, I want to try that.
Yeah, you're a little kid.
Man, you crazy as hell. I know my boundaries, and I'm not sucking cock. Now, I seen them beautiful women in there.
No, but Mama was really religious. She taught us. I'm just saying, if you're exposed to something like that at an early
age, it normalizes it.
It normalizes. That's the word of the day, kids.
Normalize.
And I want to say this. What's the black...
maybe you're getting to a point. Maybe Hollywood, y'all want to be progressive. Y'all need to set some boundaries, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little bit too progressive, especially if you are a devoted Christian or maybe even a Muslim or a person that practices a particular religion.
Oh,
this is a little bit over the line, don't you think?
And the only reason why I say this is a little bit over the line, because this is on YouTube. It's got 130 million views to his kids being exposed to this.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's over the line. If I knew this was just consenting adults, oh well. But kids is what drive the music industry.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's over the line.
And I want to make an important point. We have conservative YouTube channels like PragerU. Some of their videos are being censored. You actually have to be at the age of 18 to watch the video. Like, they was banning videos like the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you had to be able to log in because it was age restricted.
Yeah.
Why is this not age
restricted? Or the video's not, or some of that videos don't come up in a search.
Yeah.
But you type in Lil Nas X, this is right at the top.
Yeah. I guarantee you this ain't showing up in China.
It might.
Nah. China banned YouTube.
Yeah.
They got their own YouTube.
They got their own propaganda to sell. I want to say one other thing. What's the white version of Cardi B in music? Or the white version of this dude, Lil Nas?
Ain't no such thing. Ain't no such thing.
It's got to be.
No, it ain't.
I'm just playing around. It ain't. I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah.
Like, I just think they're using black people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also where the day kids is emasculate black men.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, but he's gay. I get it. But if he had the same talent, if he was the same dude he is now and he was just straight, would he be getting the opportunities that he's getting right now?
Yeah.
Oh, but because he's gay, they're giving him these opportunities. It's like,
and they give him a lot of leeway.
Yeah, they're not like pushing people with like great talents. You just gotta fit into a certain box.
Yeah, not to say that Lil Nas is not a great talent.
Yeah, if you're gay, okay, you're pushed to the front.
Yeah,
if you white and you sound like Lil Nas, look, you ain't getting no playtime. Maybe if you gay as hell.
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of the music that people are starting to question, especially from the conservatives, especially the people that are Christian, it's always black. You look at our TV shows, a lot of it's based around crime, drugs. I mean, one of the hit TV shows, Power, it's around drugs. I mean, our music is based around drugs, gangs. I don't see white people pushing this type of stuff. You don't see white artists being thrown in these same positions.
Well, white people say it too. They'll say cocaine and stuff. You know, white people got to get them a good line of coke.
No, man, but they in the black community, man, they make it like it's worth a life living. It's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, the music. I mean, you talk about killing other blacks and shooting and killing cops. And I mean, you don't see whites talking about stuff like that. You don't see the same issues in the white communities as we do in black communities.
It makes you think they're green-lighting minorities to do this, but they're not green-lighting whites to do this.
Yeah. That's the only problem I have with it.
Yeah.
But, hey, you either believe in freedom or you don't. I just think they're using black people to fit a certain agenda, to put out a certain message.
Well, it's easy to use a black person to push the message because you can't touch a black person. Black people get away with a lot because they got that black card.
Right.
Like they say, white people got white privilege. They got that white card. It's like you can't attack a black person.
They'll call you racist.
You're racist
or your Uncle Tom. Yeah.
So I think they use minorities too.
Yeah.
Anyway, either you believe in freedom or you don't. Either you believe in what America stands for. Yeah. America stands for this?
They took all the Christian stuff out of schools, man. Because they were saying that you pushing your beliefs on other people's families. So they took it out.
Yeah.
Right? But now you got YouTube pushing this shit. And now you got other people pushing, like, especially in the LGBT community, non-binary. I mean, everybody's gets to push their own agenda, their own lifestyle on you. But Christians can't get the same in return. We can't talk about our religion or we can't have religion in schools. Yeah. I mean, it's like a double standard. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, man, everybody is upset at Cardi B or Lil Nas X. Don't let these people be your kids' role models. Make sure you in their life. You're their role models, not some rapper, not some dancer, not some movie star. You are their role model.
But as a parent, you know, a lot of times people look up to that what's on TV.
Yeah, that's why you got to be in your kid's life. My kids ain't seen this. And I sat down and had a long, hard talk with them.
Long, hard talk?
Yeah.
Sound like you were screaming at him.
My son, he listened to some most wretched-ass garbage rap.
Well, we did,
and
too.
And I told my son, listen to the things they're saying in that song.
I mean, but we did, too.
I did, too. Yeah. We all have grown up and we listened to some garbage in life. You just got to make sure you're in your kid's life. These things won't affect them if you're in your kid's life and they trust you and y'all have a great relationship. Lil Nas can come on in and can go up to a glory hole and suck off the devil. It's not going to affect your family. Cardi B can get on there with Cardi B and what was that other girl's name? Megan Thee Stallion. They could come on with two strap-ons on stage dancing with that. So long as you in her life, that's not going to affect your kids.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yes. Then that's when mommy and daddy come in there. Y'all sit down with your kids and say, look.
How about mommy and daddy?
A lot of people say this is art. It's art, but this is real bad art. There's always a better way, son. There's always a better way, daughter. And if you don't even know what your sex is, it's always a better way.
Yeah.
Some people strongly believe, especially on the conservative side, that these people are going about it the wrong way. We're not mad at you making money. You're not doing anything wrong, but you're sending out mixed messages to a lot of people.
Bad messages.
Mixed. I'm going to keep it mixed because you got, hey.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah, just say mixed.
All right, whatever.
Because it's up to your opinion if it's good or bad.
All right, I'm done talking
Don't be a bigot.
I ain't a bigot.
I'm just saying, don't be a bigot. We all got our personal bias.
No, a bigot is somebody that's not, what's the word I'm looking for?
You're not open to other people's lifestyles.
I'm open to other people's lifestyles.
So when Cardi B goes on stage and she's bumping buttholes with another female.
I'm not signing petitions trying to counsel.
And Lil Nas X is riding the devil.
I'm not
swallowing all his nasty loads. Hey.
Yeah, I'm not pushing. I'm not signing petitions to ban people or nothing like that. Because I believe in the Constitution. Yeah. I believe in freedom. I believe in America.
I don't like being censored. right?
Yeah.
Us conservatives, we don't like being censored. Why y'all should not want to see Lil Nas X, even though you might not agree with his message or Cardi B's message.
Yeah.
Censorship is just bad all the way around.
All we want is everybody to be treated fairly.
Fairly?
Yeah. And what's the word I'm looking for?
Equal.
Uniformly.
Is that a word?
I think so.
It sounds like one. I don't know, though. Just go with equality. Everybody likes that word.
Yeah, equality.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products, and just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.